day comes, run through a glove, her heart's in high surprise. No doubt find my way back, I'm leaving life.
How you end the song? You just slow it down. Here she is. I originally wrote this song for an R&B soul band I had in Baltimore. It's Patrick. Somewhere around. There he is. You remember Baltimore, don't you? We're still trying to forget it, I know. But yeah. So I wrote this for a band I had there, and we completely redid it, and now it's a bluegrass song. So now it has no chance of making me any money. Sweet. It's called Never Let Your Love Go. Thank you. gonna slow it down here a little bit. Surprise, surprise, there's a train in this bluegrass song. I don't know where they came up with that.
Thank you.
the Pines. I played bluegrass when I was in Baltimore, did you? It's because I didn't play bluegrass when I lived in Baltimore. Moved to Nashville and figured out I had to play white people music. It's okay though, because I'm much better at it, because, you know, I like it more. Here's a little funny little number I came up with. What do you think? Here? Here? Where's your fiddle capo, Lauren? Alright. So there's a lot. I've written a lot of bluegrass songs, and about every one of them's about depressing as shit, so. So I tried to write a funny one. It's still depressing. Nah, actually, it's kind of funny. This is called, it's a good one, that's right. It's called, She Left Country Music. Well, I'm talking like old country music, like real country music. Thank you. fact, everybody, on the Chuck Berry guitar licks, she's got them all. It's from playing downtown, isn't it? You guys play Chuck Berry all the time downtown, right? Didn't he write Truck Yeah, right? That was a Chuck Berry tune, wasn't it? Truck No? Truck No. That was a Chuck Berry song. Bradley's gonna come over here and sing and play rhythm guitar. I'm not gonna let him play lead because I don't wanna look bad. Hopefully you weren't here for the sound check. You'd be asking yourself, why is that guy playing guitar? When you write most of the songs, you get to do whatever you want. That's beautiful.
I wrote a few years ago about a friend of mine passed away from cancer, and then a few years before that I lost my son. My 17-year-old son was killed by a drunk driver. So this is a song that expresses the feelings that I went through, and then the feelings I imagine a person would go through when they get that call where they tell you there's nothing else they can do for you. This one's called The Dark Night of the Soul.
Bradley Bulla, y'all. There's something about three men getting all close and singing together. Love it. No offense, Lauren. Love you too. She's like, good, because y'all smell anyways. All right, well, this would be a good time for me to introduce the band. Back there on the big fiddle, Mr. Michael Pasculi. From the great bluegrass state of New York. Hey, there's those three kids, right? Aren't those three kids from Long Island? What are their names? Those three kids from Long Island, you know what I'm talking about? They're like...
Sleeping Men?
Yeah, Sleeping Men are like 9, 11, yeah. And 13 or something. I hate every one of them. All right, over here, we got Brad Bulla on the banjo. Over here, beautiful and talented, Mr. Caleb Edwards.
All right. I'm like, this will be great.
All right, look at that. We didn't, 3 months and we still got a shtick. I'm so proud of us.
Yeah.
All right, and then over here.
I'm Adam Wakefield, everybody.
Yeah, there you go. And even more beautiful and talented, Miss Lauren Sachs. Sorry, babe.
And the fairest of them all, the writer of most of these songs, Adam Wakefield.
Thank you.
All right. We're gonna do a couple more songs here. Let me see. Okay, but you bring your fiddle with you, Patrick? Bring your axe. Do the grassers call them axes?
Always.
Always? Okay, all right.
Patrick.
Cool. Okay, besides Patrick, or do we have any other jammers here? This is the first time we've turned it into a jam. He's a jam. That doesn't matter. We got a plethora of guitars. Okay. All right, we'll get you up here too. All right, and Tom, you brought the drums are up here, so you know, unfortunately, this, you know, but maybe next time. All right, so that's all we got.
So far.
So far. Okay, cool. All right, we're gonna play a tune or two, and then we'll get you up and do some playing with us if you feel so inclined. Patrick, help us with that one too. Oh, dust. Oh, okay. All right. Okie dokie. So, real quick, I have a history of writing songs because I have bad hearing from years of sitting in front of guitar amps because I'm really a keyboard player. Shut up. You all know. Okay. So I've played downtown many a night. And one night I was playing and I heard someone, I believe Mike was there as well, and they said,
playing Dust on the Bible.
And I didn't hear what they, I mean, Dust on the Bottle, sorry. And I thought they said Dust on the Bible. And so... I hate Dust on the Bottle. It's one of my like least favorite songs of all time. It's a terrible keyboard song. It's in the key of B, which is a terrible keyboard key. Not to mention the song's just really boring to play. So, you know, I hate it, but from the ashes rose the phoenix of a song that I wrote called Dust on the Bible.
Yeah.
Like my metaphor, I just came up with that. And so this is what I came up with. And then actually I went online just to make sure no one had written it already. After I'd written the song, which is the right time to do that, and found out that apparently Hank Williams Sr. had written one too, but what are you gonna do? It's a lot different, thankfully, so. Now that I've told you that long story, I'm in a tune. Actually, I'm in tune. All right, that's on the Bible. Dust on the bottle, but you're, you know, what are you gonna do? All right, we got these little offering plates here. We got a nice little tip over here if you want to throw something in there.
Thanks again for coming out to see us. We are the Copperheads, and every other Tuesday night we will be doing this now and opening the second half of it up to a bluegrass jam. So tell your friends, and if you have an instrument and you want to play bluegrass, come bring it out. We have CDs over there on the windowsill. If you'd like one, they're $10. Just come talk to any of us.
Right, and if you signed up for the Kickstarter, it's in the mail. Promise.
Thank you so much.
We did this in sound check. Since we did it in sound check, we'll do it a lot faster this time, okay? For those of you that were here. All right. It's called For Heart to Break. Folks up here jam. Right. It's called Show Me a Sign. It's just like the last one, except it's a different three chords. Actually, no, it's the same three chords, it's just in a different key. It's okay. I'll remember not to put these after each other in the set next time. Maybe. We'll be back in just a little bit with some friends. I'm going nowhere. Thank you very much. If you want some CDs are over here, I'll hang out over here with my eyes tight.
The Z-Man, Adam Wakefield, and the Copperheads, Soulshine Pizza Factory, Nashville, Tennessee, 6-6-2017, FOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4Vs, Lunatec V2, Benchmark 82K, Sound Devices 722, approximately 8 feet from stage, 6.5 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 136 of 2017. Healing vibes and healing prayers out to my good friend Tracy Frank. thinking about you every day. Love you.
All right, we're going to do a tune here real quick. We had a request from these ladies came all the way from Texas to go to the CMAs, and I happen to be here too. So, all right, this is a song I wrote. I was on a TV show called Catch a Predator, The Voice. It's a song I did on there. Goes out to you lovely young ladies from Texas. All right. Gee. Three.
Thank you very much. Give it up for these two. Coming in with the impromptu harmonies. Might actually have to rehearse that song a time or two. Lonesome, broken, dead, and blue. All right. It's jam time. We're going to get some friends up here. Do some playing with us. Where's Patrick in here? Where's he at? Is he all the way back there? Like to hide, don't you? All right. We got some serious talent in the house this evening. Look at you, precious. Oh. I feel like the banjo is gonna make her howl. It's a her, it's gotta be a her, right? Yeah, no, come on, get up here. Yeah, come on, what are you doing? Well, no, let's get you up, and then we'll get him up in a minute. We're gonna do a couple of lines that we do, and then we'll get Jerry up. Jared, I already messed it up. Jared what?
Leonard.
Leonard, all right, we got Jared Leonard on the bass. Mr. Patrick McAvenue up here on the fiddle. This could be a good time.
Thank you.
out here. Let's get Jed up. He's gonna sing a song for you. Then we'll get Mike back up and we'll do a fiddle tune. And I think we got a couple other ones here.
Introduce Jed Jurgensmeyer. He's from California. Huh? I'm sorry. He's from Tennessee. He spends a lot of time in California. You might have seen him in the movies Adventures in Babysitting, American Sniper. Help me out. Woodlawn. Little Rascals. He was Spanky. Little Rascals. So why don't you introduce this song here?
All right, since we're in Nashville, why not do some country music? We're gonna do Wagon Wheel.
We're just gonna do it.
Okay.
Give it up one more time, Jeff. So Brad, you just didn't get enough of it with the 7 you had, huh? So good. All right, well, you keep coming back, young sir. All right, Mike, get on back up here. That's fine, we're gonna do a fiddle tune. Okay. Yeah. Y'all give it up one more time for Jared. What? Does he know Whiskey Before Breakfast? All right. Bring him on up. I didn't know. All right, what key is it in D?
D, yes.
please.
All right, peanut gallery. I just want you to know your kids have to audition before they can get up here, okay? We had a special selection process before that young man got up here, okay? So.
They have to run the tip jar for at least 2 hours.
That's right. And no Beatles.
Well, there.
All right. All right, we're gonna do a song about my favorite subject.
Breakfast.
Yeah. You kick, but you miss. Thank you. Alrighty. Yeah. Alright. We got anybody that came with an instrument? And any other jammers in here? Okay, nope. Alright. You wanna hang out? Play a couple more?
I did another fiddle tune that suspiciously sounds like the last one.
Thank you. Senator for Patrick McCaviney. His first time here, hopefully it won't be his last.
Thank you for having me, Adam.
Right. Well, we're gonna do another tune or two here, close the night out. So I wrote a song. It's called That Girl. It's not the Tim McGraw song. Wish it was. I'd have a nicer guitar. Thanks, Patrick. Yeah, he's okay.
Keep it.
That's right. He's got a bus to catch. And if he's a bluegrass player, that means he's really good. Because there's four bluegrass bands with buses right now. I've counted them, four. Oh, yeah, of course they made that up. They make everything up. Unlike yours, it matters if mine's in tune. It's a B string.
Thank you.
strike the demo. Alright, y'all, we got one more song for you, then we're gonna hit the old lonesome, dusty bluegrass trail.
Once again, we are the Copperheads. Thanks for hanging out. We have a CD over there by the windowsill. It's $10.
$10 American. We're $9,127 away from paying for it.
And if you like what you're hearing and you feel like putting money in these offering plates, wow, we appreciate that too, but thank you so much for being here.
And if you buy a CD, you can put your money in the offering plates and then you kill two birds with one stone. Just see the fruits of our investments. I'll buy you a drink after the set. Alright, so it's the Alright, so we're gonna do a song. It starts out slow, most of it's slow, but then it'll get fast at the end. But it's a song I wrote, grew up in a very small town. A lot of dramatic people in my town. They like to make fun of my dad because he's kind of a nutcase. And used to make me mad. Still makes me mad. So I wrote this song. This is dedicated to all of those small-minded folks. Not gonna raise my voice. I might a little. It's called Test of Threads. Tuesday, just check the calendar. Don't be strangers. Thanks so much.
The Z-Man, Adam Wakefield, and the Copperheads. Soulshine Pizza Factory, Nashville, Tennessee, 6-6-2017. FOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP. Shep, CCM4Bs, Lunatech V2, Benchmark 82K, Sound Devices 722. Approximately 8 feet from stage, 6.5 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 136 of 2017. Healing vibes, healing prayers out to my good friend Tracy Frank. Hope you're doing well. Miss you. Love you.